三，奉贤区2015届初三英语第一学期期末试卷。
Part 1. Listening.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. A detective's job is to protect the innocent as well as find the guilty.A detective's job is to protect the innocent as well as find the guilty.
2. Comic books are popular among young students. Comic books are popular among young students.
3. Children, you should mind your languages when you chat with your friends on WeChat or on the internet.Children, you should mind your languages when you chat with your friends on WeChat or on the internet.
4. Since computers are widely used, my grandparents also learn how to use them. Since computers are widely used, my grandparents also learn how to use them.
5.Fishing is a relaxing sport that can be enjoyed all the time. Fishing is a relaxing sport that can be enjoyed all the time.
6. You will probably remember the word spider if someone puts a large real spider in front of you. You will probably remember the word spider.If someone puts a large real spider in front of you.
2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题选出最恰当的答案。
7. Can I help you?
I'd like to borrow some books about memory.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place? Can I help you?
I'd like to borrow some books about memory.
Question. Where does this dialogue probably take place? 8. Oh, it's dark outside. What time is it now?
It's 8 o'clock by my watch, but it is 5 minutes slow.
Question. What time is it now? Oh, it's dark outside. What time is it now?
It's 8 o'clock by my watch, but it is 5 minutes slow.
Question. What time is it now?9. What's wrong with you, Mrs. White?
I don't feel well and cough day and night.
Take the medicine and you will be all right soon.
Question. Who are the two speakers?
What's wrong with you, Mrs. White?
I don't feel well and cough day and night.
Take the medicine and you will be all right soon.
Question. Who are the two speakers?
10.Do you go to school by bus or by underground?
Neither. I often go to school on foot, but this morning I rode a bicycle.
Question. How did the girl go to school this morning? Do you go to school by bus or by underground?
Neither. I often go to school on foot, but this morning I rode a bicycle.
Question. How did the girl go to school this morning?11.Would you like to go to the cinema with me after school, Rose?
I'd love to, but I will help Mom with housework at home.
Question. What will Rose do after school? Would you like to go to the cinema with me after school, Rose?
I'd love to, but I will help Mom with housework at home.
Question. What will Rose do after school? 12.What are you going to be after you finish school, Kathy?
I hope to be a secretary. I like to type letters and arrange things for others. What about you, Jimmy?
I have no idea. Maybe I will be a doctor to save people's lives. Maybe I'll try to be an engineer. I love science.
Question. Why does Kathy like to be a secretary?
What are you going to be after you finish school, Kathy?
I hope to be a secretary. I like to type letters and arrange things for others.What about you, Jimmy?
I have no idea. Maybe I will be a doctor to save people's lives. Maybe I'll try to be an engineer. I love science.
Question. Why does Kathy like to be a secretary?
I hope to get a part-time job during the winter holiday and make some money. How about you?
I'm going to stay with my grandparents in the countryside and get ready for the next term study when I return.
Question. What are they talking about? I hope to get a part-time job during the winter holiday and make some money. How about you?
I'm going to stay with my grandparents in the countryside and get ready for the next term study when I return.
Question. What are they talking about? Jenny, you're a wonderful cook. The fish is really delicious.
I am very glad you like it. Have some more, please.
Thank you, but I am already full.
Question. What does the boy mean?
Jenny, you're a wonderful cook. The fish is really delicious.
I am very glad you like it. Have some more, please.
Thank you, but I am already full.
Question. What does the boy mean?
Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你所听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Sherlock Holmes was one of the most famous detectives in the world. But do you know he was not a real person? He was created by a writer whose name was Conan Doyle. Conan Doyle used to be a medical doctor, but he was not successful and few people asked him for help. He couldn't make a living in this way, so he gave it up. He really liked writing, so he began to write detective stories. One of his university teachers in Edinburgh University was Bell. He was a very careful man and could tell a stranger correctly at his first sight. Conan Doyle was deeply attracted by him. Therefore, the character of Sherlock Holmes was just based on Bell. In every Sherlock Holmes story, there is an assistant. His name was Dr. Watson. This character was based on Doyle himself. Now, if you want to know more about Sherlock Holmes, you can find more detailed information through the internet. If you go to London, don't forget to go to Baker Street and have a look, because there is a museum about Sherlock Holmes.
Now listen again, please.
Sherlock Holmes was one of the most famous detectives in the world. But do you know he was not a real person? He was created by a writer whose name was Conan Doyle. Conan Doyle used to be a medical doctor, but he was not successful and few people asked him for help. He couldn't make a living in this way, so he gave it up. He really liked writing, so he began to write detective stories. One of his university teachers in Edinburgh University was Bell. He was a very careful man and could tell a stranger correctly at his first sight. Conan Doyle was deeply attracted by him. Therefore, the character of Sherlock Holmes was just based on Bell. In every Sherlock Holmes story, there is an assistant. His name was Dr. Watson. This character was based on Doyle himself. Now, if you want to know more about Sherlock Holmes, you can find more detailed information through the internet. If you go to London, don't forget to go to Baker Street and have a look, because there is a museum about Sherlock Holmes. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。
What does getting along with your teacher mean? Getting along means you and your teacher have a way that works for both of you, and you both are getting what you need from the relationship. For your teacher, he or she wants to make sure that you always get along with others in a polite way, and you try your best to learn. For you, you want a teacher who answers your questions and tries to help you learn.You can get along with your teacher without being friends with him or her, although it's nice if that happens. In every school, kids will say some teachers are too serious or strict. But don't judge a teacher until you are in his or her class and can see for yourself. Most of the time, your teacher's is on your side. And a teacher who's called strict may be someone who expects to do his or her job well. It's also important to remember that making mistakes is part of learning. By pointing out your mistakes and helping you correct them, a teacher is teaching you.
Now listen again, please.
What does getting along with your teacher mean? Getting along means you and your teacher have a way that works for both of you, and you both are getting what you need from the relationship. For your teacher, he or she wants to make sure that you always get along with others in a polite way, and you try your best to learn. For you, you want a teacher who answers your questions and tries to help you learn. You can get along with your teacher without being friends with him or her, although it's nice if that happens. In every school, kids will say some teachers are too serious or strict. But don't judge a teacher until you are in his or her class and can see for yourself. Most of the time, your teacher's is on your side. And a teacher who's called strict may be someone who expects to do his or her job well. It's also important to remember that making mistakes is part of learning. By pointing out your mistakes and helping you correct them, a teacher is teaching you.